Okay, so this question a bit easier than some of the recent ones I've been making. If you're looking at this and you're like, what the fuck? Just don't worry. This is a simple concept on G proteins that once you get under your belt, not a big deal. Okay, so this kid has schizophreniform, which is going to be between 1 month and 6 months of psychotic symptoms. Okay, if you're under a month, that's brief psychotic disorder. 1 to 6 months, schizophreniform, greater than 6 months, schizophrenia. I have seen this description of patient appears to be responding to internal stimuli on NBME questions as reflective of auditory hallucinations, okay? And the mumbling to himself, that's auditory hallucinations, classic for a psychosis. So he's prescribed an agent. We obviously don't know the exact agent, but when we talk about antipsychotics, they're D2 antagonists. We classically use second generation first. There's no strict rule. If you get a USMLE question where you have to choose an agent, such as haloperidol versus aripiprazole, haloperidol being a typical first generation antipsychotic, aripiprazole as just one mere example of a second generation or atypical antipsychotic, you're going to choose the atypical in the USMLE, okay? So we can just infer that he was given some sort of antipsychotic, a D2 antagonist. 4 hours later, he has a crooked neck. This is referred to as torticollis. This is acute dystonia, okay? A crooked neck, torticollis, is acute dystonia, which just means you have increased muscle tone, which is a known side effect of antipsychotics acutely, okay? So you can have muscle rigidity as well with no fever. If they say an antipsychotic is given, they say muscle rigidity, and then they say temperature 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Answer, acute dystonia. Wrong fucking answer, neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Okay? If they give you a fever, yes, that's NMS. Muscle rigidity with no fever, merely acute dystonia. Students fuck that up. Okay? So, torticollis. They can also mention oculogyric crisis as part of acute dystonia. They'll say abnormal eye movements. Students somehow think sometimes that that's tardive dyskinesia. It's not the same thing. Tardive dyskinesia will be abnormal tongue movements generally or lip smacking, and that will occur usually months to years after commencing antipsychotics. It's not going to be acutely. Acute dystonia is hours to days, okay? So for acute dystonia, once again, torticollis, crooked neck, oculogyric crisis, abnormal eye movements, and muscle rigidity without a fever. Okay? So, how do we treat acute dystonia? Classically, benztropine. That's our go-to agent. It's an antimuscarinic. It's a selective M1 blocker, muscarinic 1 receptor antagonist. Sometimes benztropine is not listed as an answer, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, where's benztropine? You can sometimes use a first generation H1 blocker, histamine 1 receptor antagonist, which such as diphenhydramine or chlorpheniramine, which these first generation H1 blockers have such nasty anticholinergic side effects, anticholinergic and antimuscarinic, same thing. These anti-H1, or sorry, the first generation H1 blockers have such nasty anticholinergic side effects that in the treatment of acute dystonia, that's interestingly, a good thing because that's what we want to antagonize to begin with. Okay. There's a lot we can talk about as far as how the first generation H1 blockers are used. I don't want to get too tangential, but my point is that when we're talking about what's this second agent that was administered, we should be thinking benztropine. And if not benztropine, it's going to be diphenhydramine. Okay. So benztropine's our default here. It's an M1 receptor antagonist. So we say, well, how does M1 relate to these variables of CAMP, CGMP, IP3? Have one or three M&Ms is the mnemonic for G alpha Q, G proteins. This is going to get very fucking confusing very fucking fast if you haven't heard of the G proteins before and how they relate to their respective receptors. Otherwise, this is an easy question, okay? But have one or three M&Ms. H1, so histamine 1, alpha 1, vasopressin 1, M1, M3. Okay, muscarinic 1 and 3, that's your G alpha Q. If you agonize G alpha Q, we are going to increase inositol triphosphate, IP3, and in turn, we could have increased diacylglycerol, okay? Increased phospholipase C activity. If we antagonize G alpha Q, so we antagonize M1, we said benztropine is an M1 receptor antagonist. If we antagonize M1, we are antagonizing G alpha Q, therefore IP3 decreases, diacylglycerol decreases, phospholipase C activity decreases. So our answer here is decreased IP3. Okay, not fucking hard, but it can be annoying and complicated if you haven't heard of the G proteins before. Okay, MAD2s is the mnemonic for G alpha I G proteins, muscarinic 2, so M2, alpha 2, dopamine 2. Okay, so G alpha I, if you agonize those receptors, we're going to decrease CAMP. So when we talked about antipsychotics before, such as haloperidol or ziprasidone, okay, if we antagonize D2, we'd be antagonizing G alpha I. We just said that if we agonize G alpha I, we decrease CAMP. So if we antagonize G alpha I, we're going to increase CAMP. Okay, that's a hard one. So if we give an antipsychotic, the result is we increase CAMP because we're antagonizing G alpha I. So if you know have one or three M&Ms is G alpha Q, and you know MAD2s is G alpha I, you can just say, well, the remaining receptors are G alpha S. G alpha S increases CAMP. It's the opposite of G alpha I. So beta 1, beta 2, histamine 2, dopamine 1, vasopressin 2. Okay? Those are some that agonize G alpha S. All right? So that's this short clip here. Kind of a lot mixed in there, but your take home is just this is schizophreniform. And it's psychosis between 1 and 6 weeks. And we would treat with an antipsychotic, D2 antagonist, can cause acute dystonia as an extrapyramidal side effect. And acute dystonia, we treat with benztropine, a muscarinic receptor antagonist, specific for M1. And if we antagonize G-alpha Q, then the result is going to be a decrease in IP3. Diphenhydramine, a first-generation H1 antagonist, can also be used for acute dystonia if benztropine's not listed. Okay, so that's it for this question. Obviously, I'm going to make more content. If you liked this, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.